It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Kalani.
Thank you very much. Well, South Africa is the real-life lab for new German mining equipment.
Yeah, this is a new way of doing it. Don't do everything in the lab. Do it in the actual place where it happens. And the German company Eickhoff, it's a family business. It was founded in 1864 in Germany, right in the heart of coal country, is using our coal mines here to develop a new set of machines called continuous miners. So it brought out the prototypes, you know, put the first prototype into the mines, and it's gone already from good to great, I think, within the first model range. So it's a way of doing things that you actually develop your product while they are being used, because then you get the good tips of what sort of improvements can be made. At the same time, you're phoning the world and telling them, look, you're developing a new product so that it can go into the market. But we've got it here, this continuous miner, particularly because our form of mining is bord and pillar mining. That's the way we mine. And this is ideal for these continuous miners, which, you know, they cut into the coal face and fling the coal behind them and set it off on conveyor belts. And this German company, Eickhoff, now building 8 of these prototypes in Wadeville. Well, they've got 8 of their prototypes into the market, backing them with a lot of people. They've got 100 people, with a third of them in the field to check on these things, and using South Africa as a veritable lab.
Another issue that's been worrying everybody really across the board: South Africa receiving a measly $400 a ton for products that it could sell for $100,000 a ton.
Yeah, this was emphasized by Trade and Industry Minister Rob Davies, and you can see the impatience developing and a lot of ministers saying we're giving away our birthright in South Africa. And the product he's referring to, of course, is the mineral sands, the titanium product, that when it becomes an uplifted into titanium alloy, it has a marvelous price surge. And he's saying, well, let's get the benefit of that price in South Africa. And you can see him now gathering his forces, and it's not only in South Africa. If you talk to any mineral minister in Africa, if you talk to industry ministers in Africa, they're all giving the same B word: beneficiation. Let's uplift. I think it's a new era that we're entering into in South Africa, and Rob Davies saying let's lead the show with this titanium uplift. It can also involve a plant which would deal with zirconium, vanadium, magnesium, silicon, but let's add value to these metals and minerals which we have in South Africa. And instead of talking about it, of course, we've got to do it. There is one huge constraint: energy. We know that we're entering into an energy problem, and the government can talk as much as it likes, but if it doesn't see to that energy, it won't happen. If it hasn't got a business case, it won't happen. And we know that the private sector needs to be led into this energy equation, because unless they start producing their own energy, we're not going to have things happening.
Now, Tuesday marks the 50th anniversary of a human being entering space for the very first time.
Yeah, this is incredible. You know, April 12, 1961, into space went Yuri Gagarin. That was the first man to go into space. He was sent into space by a capsule blasted into space by the Russians. And it was the time of the Cold War space race. You know, at that stage, the whole world wanted to be the first in space, wanted to be the first in the moon. And, you know, at that stage, Nikita Khrushchev, who was head of Russia, he wouldn't even name who his engineers' team were. The engineers had to remain nameless. He just referred to a chief commander. They only got named, Sergei Karolov only got named after his death. That's how it was. But the immediate response was from America, and at that stage, you know, President Kennedy, John Kennedy said, well, we also want to get a man on the moon before the end of the decade. Of course, he was assassinated in November 1963, but it did happen. You know, before the end of the decade, 1969, the Americans got a man on the moon in July, and that was Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. So it just shows you how intense that race was during the Cold War period, and it's petered out. And now what we deal with is far more mundane issues like, you know, global warming and the problems in the Eurozone.
Very interesting indeed. Well, Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coalface again at the same time next Friday.